The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." At that statement, his face fell and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good Solenskine, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you here in our final days of ordinary time. Do you know that the Ten Commandments are divided up into two categories? Two categories. First category of the Ten Commandments tells us to love God. It's the first three commandments. But the second category of the Ten Commandments tells us to love our neighbor. It's the next seven commandments. Okay? Now, isn't it interesting? Jesus, who's the author of the Ten Commandments, he says to this rich young man, when he asks about keeping the commandments, he only mentions the second category of the Ten Commandments. Don't say a thing about the obligation to love God. Everything he says, it's all about loving your neighbor. Why doesn't Jesus mention anything to him about the commandments to love God? Want to know why? It's because Jesus is about to challenge him to keep the commandment to love God in a way that goes way beyond the mere observance of any rule. You want to know what the covenant obligation to love God really consists of? It consists of giving your life away, ladies and gentlemen. Giving your life away in abandonment. It's absolutely inseparable from an understanding of God's providence, and it's impossible for someone who trusts in his own strength or loves his own wealth. Now, when you hear the story of the rich young man, you've heard this before, right? There's nothing new about this story. Pope John Paul II wrote an entire encyclical on it. You're supposed to see yourself in this rich young man. He's dissatisfied with his life. I hope that describes you too. I really do. If you're satisfied with your life, you've got a big problem. It means you become complacent and you're no longer moving forward as a human being or as a Christian. So he asks this question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" What he's really asking. He's asking, "Good teacher, what is my life all about? Would you please tell me why I exist? What's the meaning of life? Because I'm dissatisfied with it. I've kept all the rules, like a good boy from my youth. And I know in my heart there's something more. Tell me now, what's that something more?" Don't you find yourself asking God that same question? Maybe you don't even express it in words. Maybe it wells up from the depths of your soul. Look at you here, Monday morning. This isn't Sunday. Didn't you check the calendar? You don't have to be here. You're trying to be good boys and girls, aren't you? Right, of course you are. It's a good thing. Don't stop keeping the commandments. We need them. They're like guardrails that keep us from careening off of the edge of life and making a disaster of ourselves. Don't stop keeping the commandments. But something in you knows there's something more. What is that something more? It is a surrender of your life to God and His providence. Now, for this rich young man, Jesus asked him to give up everything that he owns. And I don't want to downplay the importance of detachment from wealth. You can't love both God and money, right? You'll love one and you'll hate the other. However, it is important to note that not everybody in the gospel is asked to give up everything. Women of Jerusalem, the gospel tells us, had access to their material means. St. Peter kept his fishing boat, kept his house. Some people are asked to give up more in this life. You want to know why? It's because God is calling them higher. But not everybody's called to give up everything. But everybody is going to be called to be just as abandoned to God's providence as this rich young man is challenged to become. And here's the question for you on this lovely Monday morning. When you hear that challenge, what are you going to do? Are you going to follow the Lord? Or are you going to say no like this guy and walk away sad? That's what you need to pray about. It's a perfect day to talk about our saint for the day, St. Casimir. St. Casimir was a rich young man. He was a prince in Poland, Lithuania in the 15th century. But you know what's interesting about him? He knew at the depths of his soul his life was not about himself, that God was calling him to make his whole life a gift. And he deliberately stayed detached from material things. He wouldn't wear the jewel-encrusted robes that came with his office. He wouldn't wear them. Wore the plainest clothing he possibly could. And he didn't even take ordinary and perfectly legitimate comforts. Like he wouldn't sleep in a bed. He'd always sleep on the floor. Anything wrong with a bed? Nothing's wrong with a bed. Why would he sleep on the floor? Because he knew the freedom that came from detachment. And that freedom was worth more to him than all the jewels in the world. And he chose it. One of these rare souls. They knew he was a saint while he was alive. But he knew what was truly valuable. And that's what he gave his heart to. When you hear the call of God, how will you respond? That's the question for the day. Because loving God feels a lot more like a surrender than it does feel like an achievement. When we hear his voice, let's respond with love, generosity, and faith. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us do that. St. Casimir, pray for us.